Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of RH, the luxury home furnishings retailer, formerly known as Restoration Hardware. If you're looking to understand whether this stock is a buy, hold, or sell, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to recent performance and even intrinsic value. Let's get started. So if you're not super familiar with RH, let me give you the quick rundown. This is a company that's carved out a niche in the high-end home furnishings market, catering to a wealthier clientele with premium furniture, lighting, textiles, and decor. They're not just selling products, they're selling a lifestyle. With a unique approach to retail through their stunning galleries and a focus on design, RH has built a brand that stands out in the crowded consumer cyclical space. Today, we're going to peel back the layers and see if the numbers match the aesthetic. Let's start with a closer look at who RH is as a company. Headquartered in Corte Madera, California, RH operates as a specialty retailer in the home furnishing sector. They've got a wide range of product categories, think furniture, lighting, bathware, and even outdoor and garden items. What's interesting is their business model, which blends traditional retail with experiential design galleries. These aren't your average stores. They're massive, beautifully curated spaces, often paired with restaurants or wine bars to elevate the shopping experience. Led by CEO Gary Friedman, RH employs over 5,600 people and has a market cap of around $2.23 billion as of the latest data. They're a player in the specialty retail industry within the consumer cyclical sector, and their focus on the upscale market makes them a unique case study for investors. Now, let's talk revenue, where the money comes from and how it's trending. For the fiscal year 2025, RH reported total revenue of about $3.44 billion, which is up from $3.18 billion in 2024. That's a solid year-over-year increase of around 8%. Breaking it down by segment, the core RH brand, which includes their galleries and online sales, brought in nearly $299 billion in 2024, while their waterworks division, focused on high-end bath and kitchen fixtures, contributed about $193 million. Geographically, RH is still heavily focused on the U.S. market, though they've been making moves to expand internationally. This growth in revenue looks promising, but as we'll see later, there are some challenges impacting their margins and overall profitability that we need to dig into. Moving on to earnings, let's unpack how RH has been performing on the bottom line. In their latest Q4 2025 results, RH posted an adjusted EPS of $1.53, which unfortunately fell short of the consensus estimate of $2.22. Revenue for the quarter came in at $842.62 million, also missing expectations of $873.32 million. Over the full year of 2025, net income was $124.8 million, up from $72.4 million in 2024, with an EPS of $6.65 compared to $3.92 the prior year. While the year-over-year improvement is notable, the recent quarterly miss and weaker-than-expected guidance for the upcoming year have spooked investors, contributing to a sharp drop in the stock price. Gross margins took a hit as well, contracting to 42.9% in Q4, due to tariff-related costs and some adverse weather impacts. It's clear that while RH is growing, external pressures and high expectations are weighing on their performance. Let's take a moment to dive into some key insights from RH's latest earnings call for Q4 2025. Management highlighted an 8% revenue growth for the full year, with a two-year growth rate of 15%, which is pretty impressive compared to industry peers. They emphasize their focus on long-term brand expansion, including new product lines and international markets. However, they didn't shy away from addressing the challenges. Macroeconomic headwinds, a sluggish housing market, and tariff costs are all biting into margins. The team remains optimistic about their gallery transformation strategy and investments in experiential retail, believing these will drive future growth even if the near-term outlook feels a bit muted. It's a mixed bag, but their vision for the brand seems intact. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of RH's financial statements. On the income statement side for 2025, we've already touched on the $3.44 billion in revenue and $124.8 million in net income. Gross profit came in at $1.52 billion, reflecting a gross margin of about 44%, which is decent, but down from previous highs. Operating income was $387.3 million, showing they're still generating solid cash from core operations despite margin pressures. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets stand at $4.84 billion, but what jumps out is the high debt level. Total liabilities are a hefty $4.78 billion, leading to a debt-to-equity ratio of over 65. That's a red flag for me, as it signals significant leverage. Cash and equivalents are pretty low at just $41.2 million, which limits flexibility. On the cash flow front, RH generated $452.2 million from operating activities in 2025, but free cash flow after CapEx was $252.4 million. They're spending heavily on growth, $199.8 million in capital expenditures, which is fine if it pays off. But with that debt load, it's a risky bet. Overall, the financials show growth but also highlight balance sheet concerns that investors should watch closely. Now let's talk valuation. Is RH priced fairly, or is there an opportunity here? Currently, the stock trades at a price-to-earnings ratio of about 17.08 based on trailing 12 months, which isn't outrageous for the consumer cyclical sector, where the industry average PE is around 44.85. Price-to-sales is much lower at 0.62, suggesting the market isn't overvaluing revenue streams. Looking forward, analyst estimates for 2026 peg the forward PE at around 16.42 to 25.07, depending on price assumptions, which could indicate some upside if earnings improve. Enterprise value sits at $6.6 billion, factoring in that heavy debt load. Compared to peers, RH looks relatively undervalued on a PE basis. But the high debt and recent earnings mistemper my enthusiasm. I'd say it's not a screaming buy based on valuation alone, but there's potential if they can execute on growth plans. Let's break down RH through a SWOT analysis to get a clearer picture of where they stand. Starting with strengths, RH has a strong brand in the luxury home furnishing space. Their experiential galleries and focus on high-end design set them apart, and they've shown consistent revenue growth, up 8% in 2025. On the weakness side, their high debt-to-equity ratio of 65.5 is a major concern, as is their sensitivity to housing market downturns and tariff costs impacting margins. For opportunities, international expansion and new product lines could be huge growth drivers, especially as they continue to roll out new galleries. But threats loom large. Economic slowdowns could hit their wealthy customer base, and competition in the luxury retail space is fierce. Plus, ongoing macroeconomic challenges like inflation or interest rate hikes could further squeeze discretionary spending. RH has a solid foundation, but they're walking a tightrope with their balance sheet and external pressures. Let's take a look at RH's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 5.2%, which is a nice little bounce, but zoom out and the picture gets uglier. It's down 5.34% over the past month, and over the last year, RH has tanked by 43.23%. Even worse, over 5 years, it's down 58.5%. Compare that to the broader specialty retail industry, which is up 7.39% over the past year, and RH is clearly underperforming. The stock took a massive 19.29% hit on April 1, 2026, after that disappointing Q4 earnings report and weak guidance. With a beta of 2.1, RH is also much more volatile than the market, so buckle up if you're holding. Short term, I could see some consolidation around current levels, but any negative news could push it lower given the bearish trend. Now let's try to pin down RH's intrinsic value to see if the current price offers a margin of safety. I've run a discounted cash flow model based on their historical free cash flow trends and growth assumptions, using a conservative growth rate of 5% for the next 5 years, factoring in housing market challenges, and a discount rate of 10% to account for risk and that high beta, we can project future cash flows. Terminal value assumes a perpetuity growth of 2.5%, which is reasonable for a mature retailer. Crunching the numbers, my model suggests an intrinsic value per share of around $150 to $170 compared to the current price of about $118.65. That indicates RH might be undervalued by roughly 20 to 30%, which could be a buying opportunity. However, I'm cautious because of the debt burden and near-term headwinds. If growth slows more than expected or margins keep contracting, this estimate could drop significantly. It's a tentative thumbs up on value, but with a big asterisk. So what's the final verdict on RH? Look, this is a company with a fantastic brand and a clear vision for growth through experiential retail and international expansion. Revenue is trending up, and on a valuation basis, it looks like there could be some upside. But, and this is a big but, their balance sheet is a mess with sky-high debt, and they're getting hammered by macroeconomic factors and a weak housing market. Recent earnings misses and a brutal stock performance over the past year don't inspire confidence for short-term gains. For long-term investors, RH might be worth a closer look if you believe in their growth story and can stomach the volatility. Personally, I'd wait for a better entry point or signs of debt reduction before jumping in. What do you think? Are you bullish on RH, or are the risks too high? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.